the true God. Amen. Please be seated. So as a pastor, Lent comes around and I get kind of tired. Or at least that's my fear. And I've been praying about and thinking about what will this Lent look like for me personally. And a story came to me. It's a parable teaching. It's from the East. And it's a story about a man being chased by a lion. In the story, there's a man. He's being chased by a lion, and he goes right off to the precipice of a cliff. Well, he notices that if he doesn't jump off this cliff, he's going to certainly be eaten by this ravening lion, but he happily notices there's a big tree branch sticking out from just under the precipice. So he grabs the branch, jumps off the edge, and the lion's tearing at his hands, trying to get him. Now, just a little bit distance, maybe 10 feet down, there's also another lion. And he knows that if he lets go of this branch, this other lion is going to get him. And so as he's thinking about this, other characters enter the story. Two mice. And these mice are gnawing at this little branch that he's hanging on to for dear life. In the midst of all this, he notices the most gorgeous strawberry he's ever seen. And he has a choice. And is he going to freak out? Is he going to stress out? Or is he going to pick that strawberry? Well, in the story, he picks the strawberry and it's the most delicious thing he's ever tasted. And the parable ends. You know, our lives are incredibly precarious. Whether we're young or old, we have been given this gift of breath, this gift of life, and it is a very short, very fragile, very precious gift. And what we can do is we can look at the dangers around us and go, oh my gosh, 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 oh my gosh. I like to do that, by the way. That's one of my favorite things to do, is to freak out like that. But what God's been teaching me is that even in the midst of incredible stress, I think the guy in the parable, well, you'd probably qualify as incredible stress, wouldn't he? Even under incredible stress, we can still choose to pick the strawberries, right? We can still choose to go, isn't this strawberry delicious? Even if, and there's a modification to this story as well, that he only has one hand's grasp, and he can't get his other hand around, and so what does he do? He grabs a strawberry as he's falling and says, this is the most delicious strawberry I've ever had. That's a variant on the story. But the truth is still the same. We go through life, and it's like a flickering candle, and our job, our joy, our discipline is to enjoy the gifts of God as he's given them, not as we wished it would be, not as we wish we could armor plate ourselves up to be, but simply as they've been given to us. So I invite you, as you prepare for this Lenten season, is what is God inviting you to enjoy? Right, so often we talk about, I'm going to give up chocolate or scotch or caffeine or X-Men or Pokemon if you're in second grade. I'm going to give up these things and somehow God will be pleased with me because I've given up half an hour of Pokemon. Well, that's kind of ridiculous, right? But it's not ridiculous if seen in the right way. So you want to give up chocolate? Well, don't think of the headache that you're having for not having enough chocolate is the end of the story. You give up chocolate so that, let's say you cost you $2 a bar, you start saving up that money. And you save up the money for all the chocolates you've not consumed, and then you get busy helping the poor. You give a gift to Wham, or you give a gift to Food Bank, or you do something that gets you out your skin. Because every discipline we have in Lent, whatever you might give up, is to free you up to then engage the world. So if it's just like, I'm going to give up coffee for Lent, and wow, I've got a whopper of a headache, aren't I a great spiritual Christian? That's just dumb. But if you take that same idea, and it costs me $1.89 per cup of coffee at Starbucks, I'm one of the cheapest guys there, but that adds up, doesn't it? 5-6 days a week, you know, you're getting some pretty nice change. And if you get a double strawberry frappuccino with extra whip and 2 double shots of mocha, you're hitting the $5 coffee. So whatever you do, if you give up something, and I'm not saying you have to give up something, but if you do, put it in the frame of service. How can these disciplines that you engage in Lent help you then to reach out in love and mercy to others? Because there's a lot of people around you who are freaking out. There are a lot of people around you who desperately need to pick the strawberry of their life and simply enjoy it. If you can do that, you'll be a gift to those who can't. If you can be that calm, kind, merciful presence to others, they're going to loosen up themselves and you'll be a disciple of the Lord. Because Jesus came into the world to give us a peace that passes all understanding, to keep our hearts and minds the knowledge and love of him. Not that we could freak out, get certain, get uncertain, ghost crazy, but he gave to give us a peace that passes all understanding, and I would even add a peace that passes every circumstance you will find in your life. So no matter what good things or bad things happen to you, your decision to enjoy life is your own. You can choose to do this by the power of the Spirit. Amen.